So I read a ton of stuff during the week, and a lot you can probably go and find any opinion you want. And some people say that we're finally coming out of the woods and the market is stabilizing, and some people just bury their head in the sand and decide that it's doom and gloom. I personally think that probably around third quarter of this year, we should start to see some stabilization that will just start to build and we'll have a nice steady growth. What are your thoughts about the prediction for the rest of the year?
Definitely. I think it's coming around. You know, we're seeing more buyers and sellers. I'm looking at pendings. You know, I see more pendings than I did, you know, in the past 6 months, say. And I really think we'll get back. You know, maybe it'll take till 2015, but I think maybe we'll get back to the levels of the pre 2005. At least I hope so. I just want a nice steady where things sell in about 90 days.
Right.
Sellers are more realistic. They'll, you know, bring their home prices, you know, already when they start. And they're doing that now. It's the ones you had earlier that were trying to play catch up in a declining market. And that's what's been hard for them to understand.
Now, the thing that I always want to be objective, because at this time last year, so each month the home sale numbers come out, how many homes have sold the previous month, and you can compare it to the month before it or last year. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to look at numbers from last year, we're still working our way through last year. At this time, there was a tax credit.
Yeah.
And all things considered, now people might look at the numbers, home sale numbers for the first 5 months this year and say, oh, well, the market's falling apart again. We need to really take a step back and realize that people were incentivized to the tune of $6,500 to $8,000 to buy homes last year. Mm-hmm. Now, for a market to correct itself and stand on its own 2 feet, we don't have any tax credit anymore, which is great because we're not doing with artificial stimulation. Because mm-hmm. once you take that the shiny ball away from people to go out and buy homes, now we're doing it on our own without any intervention at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just lost my train of thought when he did that.
No, I was mentioning I lose my train of thought at least twice an hour. Trust me. Because I have 10 things that are going through my mind, all just jump out.
Like I actually think we're in Doylestown Borough anyway. I think we may have had a few more sales than last year. So I think that means that people are pricing better
right.
at the moment, and so things are getting sold, you know, and the interest rates are low. See, I don't think they were that low. They weren't that low last year. So
interest rates were about 0.5% to 0.75% higher on average.
Yeah,
that's just a rough estimate.